Are you prepared to help in a real and very common crisis, one that could happen at any time? Do you know how to correctly perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation, RCPR? Why is this important? Last year, more than 700,000 people had a heart attack, and the number one reported fatality in scouting is an adult scout or parent who has a cardiac event. But I am also happy to report that this last summer we had multiple saves at scouting events, all because folks like you are stepping up to perform CPR. This is why it is so important for everyone to know CPR and automated external defibrillator, or AED, techniques. When heart attack symptoms strike, beginning treatment as soon as possible gives the person the best chance of survival. Recognizing the signs and symptoms are important in getting early care. Possible symptoms include severe chest or left arm pain, jaw pain, profuse sweating, gray or ashen skin color, nausea or vomiting, difficulty breathing, or indigestion that does not go away. To identify those who may be at risk for cardiac events, leaders should review the annual health and medical record and ensure those with a history have discussed their risk with their healthcare provider beforehand. While the steps for performing CPR are not difficult and AEDs are designed so that anyone can use them, taking a course is helpful to learn correct techniques. Remember to call 911 and use an AED if available. The BSA strongly recommends that all adult leaders and youth capable of performing CPR properly be trained through a nationally accredited organization. Although certification is not always required for rank advancement and merit badges, it is helpful. Certification as a CPR AED provider typically lasts 2 years and is required for some courses such as Wilderness First Aid. Find more tips and resources for this and other safety moments at the Scouting Safely website on scouting.org.